And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday, the 11th of October, 2013. It's the birthday of the man who founded the YMCA, Sir George Williams, born on a farm in Somerset, England, 1821. On this day, went off to London, got a job in a draper's shop. It was a sweatshop. He became a devoted Christian, wanted his fellow laborers to have some place they could congregate outside of work and a place where they wouldn't be led into the temptations of drink, a place they could go to develop a, quote, healthy spirit, mind, and body. Today it has 45 million members around the world. It's the birthday of Eleanor Roosevelt, born in New York City, 1884, who was First Lady longer than any other, and who, during her husband's presidency, campaigned hard on the issue of civil rights, which was not so popular back in the 30s and the 40s. Eleanor Roosevelt, who said, "You wouldn't worry so much about what others think of you if you realized how seldom they do." It's the birthday of a physicist, Lewis Fry Richardson, born Northumberland, England, 1881, the first to apply mathematical techniques to predict the weather accurately. Wrote a book about it in 1922, Weather Prediction by Numerical Process. The problem with the theory was that it took him about 3 months to predict the weather for the next 24 hours. It had to wait until the advent of the computer to work. It was on this day, 1962, Pope John XXIII convened the first session of the Second Vatican Council, Vatican II, as a result of which Catholics were allowed to pray with Protestants and go to weddings and funerals in Protestant churches. Priests were encouraged to perform Mass facing the congregation, and priests were allowed to perform Mass in languages other than Latin. It's the birthday of the novelist Elmore Leonard, New Orleans, 1925, started out writing westerns in the early 50s. His first novel, The Bounty Hunters, came out in 1953. Then, when the market for westerns seemed to be drying up, he set out to write crime novels. The first, The Big Bounce, came out in 1969 after it was rejected by 84 different publishers. Almost all of his books since then, including 52 Pickup, Get Shorty, Out of Sight, and most recently Djibouti, have been bestsellers. It's the birthday of François Mauriac, born in Bordeaux, France, 1885. Most of his novels set in Bordeaux, became famous for his book A Kiss for the Leper. François Mauriac, who said, "I believe that only poetry counts. A great novelist is, first of all, a great poet." Here's a poem for today by Mary Oliver, the poetry teacher. "The university gave me a new, elegant classroom to teach in. Only one thing, they said, you can't bring your dog. It's in my contract, I said. I had made sure of that. We bargained, and I moved to an old classroom in an old building, propped the door open, kept a bowl of water in the room. I could hear Ben, among other voices, barking, howling in the distance. Then they would all arrive, Ben, his pals, maybe an unknown dog or two, all of them thirsty and happy. They drank. They flung themselves down among the students. The students loved it. They all wrote thirsty, happy poems." Mary Oliver's poem, The Poetry Teacher, from her collection Dog Songs, published by Penguin and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, offering poetry podcasts to listen to and thousands of poems to read at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Joy Biles, with assistance by Teresa Burgess. Be well, do good work, keep in touch.